Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two here, Beetle and Zoe. Guys aren't in today. You heard Hardy in the morning. Zolak and Beetle getting an early jump on the 4th of July weekend. You got me, Arcan, sitting in the big chair. Leroy Irvin over in chair two with Billy Lanny behind the glass alongside Kristen Sermon. Taking your phone calls at 617-779-0985. You may have heard Leroy this morning as well. Only not on Toucher and Rich. You heard him on the Get Up Crew morning show over at 96.9, pulling a double shift. Great to have you here, Leroy.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And thank you for saving the Commonwealth and all the viewers on NBC Sports Boston of having to just look at me for the entire 4 hours.
Man, come on,
because that is the type of fate I wouldn't wish on anybody. You realize that when I nearly lost my job last week, what that almost meant was there was going to be 5 hours of Adam Jones by himself every night, not on TV, but on the radio.
Okay.
So that's two good decisions that were made by management here in the last week to avoid that sort of hellscape that no one really wants to see.
You know, I listened that night when you got on air and you was telling about, you know, the possibility, not even possibility.
It was over.
It was over. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And then I wake up the next morning, man, it was in the news and everything. I saw it in I think it was the Globe.
Yeah.
I
had two stories written about me in the Globe in one day. You know, the only other person that's, two other people that's happened to. Whitey Bulger and Aaron Hernandez. I don't think anybody else has had two stories in one day like that before.
You made it.
Yeah, that was a fun week, I'll tell you.
That's what's up.
A lot of ups and downs. Big roller coaster there. And then it gets capped off at the end of the week by all this Patriots news. Cam Newton now a Patriot. And Patriots finally getting the punishment for Spygate 2. Electric Boogaloo. That was coined by me, by the way. Don't let Jones take credit for that. As the Patriots fined $1.1 million forfeiting a third-round draft pick in the upcoming draft as penalties for filming the Bengals sideline during a Bengals-Browns game back in December. The league investigated this for 6 months, which is just unbelievable. Right. I mean, this happened so long ago, and they were digging into this for so long that we don't know what the actual findings were, but what we do know is that they're taking a third-round pick, not a first, like they did in the first Spygate, and $1.1 million, which is substantial. I think that that's a big number right there. And there's additional discipline. The TV production crews can't tape any games. That one guy got fired. Mondillo got fired. And required training on league operation and game policies for senior team officials, which we'll jump back to that in a second. But first of all, overpunished, underpunished, just right. What do you think here?
I think just right. Just right. It's kind of like knowing somebody who is a liar and they've lied to you and they build up this reputation of being untrustworthy. And you still deal with them, though. They got to kind of tighten things up. Like, you can't even give the perception that you're lying again. In this case, the Patriots, you can't even put it out there like, possibly we're cheating. Hmm. You just got to be extra, extra tight with them. If it was straight up cheating, I think the league would have been harsher, but the reputation is there, so they had to do something.
I agree with you. I think that this wasn't really anything nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is really a punishment for being stupid. I mean, this was a stupid thing for Kraft Sports to have done. And before you call in and say, well, Kraft Sports doesn't represent the Patriots, the videos go on Patriots.com. Yes, they do, okay? It's Kraft Sports. He owns the team. All the videos are about Patriots employees, and then they go up on the Patriots.com website. So don't tell me that it has nothing to do with the team whatsoever. Is it a football company? No, but they represent a football team. Everybody knows that. That's obvious. But regardless, I look at this and think, okay, they didn't find the smoking gun, because if they did, it wouldn't be a third-round pick, right?
Definitely,
if there was a smoking gun here, they probably would have got him worse than they did in Deflategate, which I think think they way overpunished them on that one. I'll even go so far as to say the first Spygate, at the time, doesn't seem like it now, but at the time, that was the worst punishment any team had ever got. A first-round pick, and I forget the money. It was a lot of money. And I remember thinking that's a lot for a pretty stupid rule.
Right.
You're allowed to tape. You just can't do it over there. You got to be over here. You got to be in a little house. You got, you know, like all that stuff I thought was, okay, so you're gonna really nail them for that? Deflategate, I thought, was a ridiculous overreach in terms of punishment. This one, I feel like they were really digging. You know, they were really fishing for something here. You don't investigate something like this for 6 months unless you're really trying to nail somebody to the wall. And they just didn't find what they were looking for. So they said, okay, because of your past transgressions, because you're repeat offenders, because you're kind of recidivists here, we're gonna punish you harshly for this. A third-round pick, that's not nothing. Mm-hmm. $1.1 million for a football fine, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think you're right. I think that this is just sort of an extension of the distrust there is between the league and this team.
How much of that 6 months do you think had they spent saying to themselves, okay, if we don't do anything, we're going to catch hell for this? So, I mean, I feel like the investigation happened. It's probably been over with for a minute, but they were probably trying to figure out the right time to put it out there.
Let's wait till they sign Cam News, and then we'll do it.
Yeah, because honestly, they probably didn't find anything, like you said, but to not do something would have had everyone, the media, we all know what the deal is. Patriots have been a very successful team, franchise, and people are very harsh on them, even though other teams are doing a lot of dirt too.
Right.
So to not do anything would have been even worse. So they just like, look, how do we get this right? How do we make it look good?
I'm surprised that more fans aren't looking back on this now. There's been three of these things, you know? This is the third one. Two Spygates and a Deflategate. You've lost two first-round draft picks, a third and a fourth. Is that right? I think two first, a third, and a fourth. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I mean, that could very well be two franchise players, a third and a fourth-round pick. I mean, Bill has done great in the fourth round. He's made some great picks in the fourth round and the third round, too, for that matter. He usually trades his first and second-round picks back so he can pick in the third and fourth round. And I'm just surprised that more Patriots fans aren't upset with the team. You know, they're more upset with the league. I can't believe the league keeps screwing us. Well, every 6 years, there's a cheating scandal with you guys. Every 6 years. But, from 2007,
yeah.
2014, 2020, it's every 6 or 7 years. You can set your watch to it. Like, this is at some point, you have to stop just, you know, throwing up your hands and saying, wow, the league really hates the Patriots. No, the Patriots really like pushing the envelope. That's what this is.
It's very simple. We've been winning. That's it.
Yeah.
That everything else doesn't matter. At the end of the day, okay, yep, they hit us with this, they hit us with that. The average fan has witnessed 20 years of winning, so it doesn't matter. Now, we done flipped the page, no more Brady. Okay, let's say we're successful for the next 2-3 seasons or something like that, but let it be a 5-10-year span of losing and we're still getting caught up in things, then you'll hear fans making a lot of noise.
Yeah, and it's not a very well-kept secret in the league either that Bill Belichick's not all that popular with other teams,
right.
Other GMs, other coaches, other organizations. They, first of all, don't like the fact that Bill kicks their ass every year. I mean, right. How could you ever like that? But they also just don't like him. They don't like him. They think he's a jerk. They think he's arrogant. They think what they think about him. He doesn't really play along with, you know, the NFL brotherhood and all that other stuff. He does have friends in the league. But as far as these other organizations are concerned, and maybe that's tempered off a little bit as of late, but I know in 07 and in 2014, they were all chomping at the bit to get something to stick to Bill Belichick. And somehow nothing ever does. Mm. Nothing ever does. Bill has not missed a game. Brady's been suspended 4 games. Yep. They've lost all these draft picks. They've been fined all this money, and nothing's happened to Bill Belichick. So you wonder, first of all, who's protecting him from this? How is it that he always manages to skate? And number two, you know, what's worse? Would it have been worse to lose Bill Belichick for a half a year or an entire season? Or is it worse to lose two first-round draft picks? I think the first round, yeah. I'd rather lose Bill for 1 year than losing the entire careers of two first-round draft picks. That's how I look at it.
That's tough because with Bill, again, there was winning.
Unless the first round picks are, you know, Sony Michel and Isaiah Wynn, then okay,
exactly.
You can take those. But he's made a lot of great picks in the first round, I guess is my point.
I don't know. It just, no, I'm all set. I would rather have Bill Belichick on the sidelines. Keep the picks. We don't know if picks will pan out. A lot of them don't. Just like you said, I like Sony Michel. Don't talk about him like that. He's gonna have a comeback.
You like him last
season.
Year?
Last year, but did you like him the year before?
I loved him the year before.
Okay, then.
I was a big Sony Michel guy the year before. I'd like to see him catch a pass once in a while.
He will. He's going to get better. But, yeah, Bill Belichick all day. You know what it is? He also knows how to cheat. He's slick. I believe
it's not that slick. He gets caught every 6 years.
He gets caught, but not caught enough to the point where he's personally punished.
Right.
It's always just enough where he can keep the train rolling and keep going. It's kind of like, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, it's kind of like men and women. All right? Men,
go on.
When they cheat,
yeah,
it's real sloppy.
Yeah.
That's not Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Women cheat. You just don't know because they're real slick with it.
So Bill Belichick cheating in football is like how women cheat in relationships.
Exactly.
Okay.
Slick with it.
Mm.
Well, smile on your face and all that and be doing dirt behind your back.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then when they get caught, might turn on the tears or... You know,
I haven't seen Bill do that yet.
Well, he hasn't done that yet.
I've seen him crying at a press conference.
His team.
He gets caught. He's like, well, ask Tom Brady about the footballs. I don't know about that.
That's right. He passes the buck. That's his way of, that's his tears.
Going to believe me or your lying eyes?
You know? I love Bill, man. I'll never want to see him go.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Dan is in Exeter with a thought on celebrations. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, you two jabronis just contradict each other so bad on the Cam Newton, that whole Cam Newton debate.
Mm-hmm.
In literally one sentence, you say, it's no different than Tom Brady doing his first down, you know, hey, we got the first down thing, and then Gronk spike. And literally, if you go back and listen to yourselves, you go, well, Cam Newton does it a different way, but you say it's the same exact way. The difference with Cam Newton is the fact that his Superman is a selfish celebration. He's celebrating how great he is, and that just rubs people the wrong way. And one other quick thing.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it, Dan.
Which one of you sounds like Johnny Gomes? Because all I can hear is that Johnny Gomes saying that he's the guy you want to go to war with. But find out. Who's one of you guys.
All right. Well, is it me or is it Leroy? Say want to go to war with.
Want to go to war with.
Want to go to war with. I don't think either of us sound like Johnny Gomes.
What?
I don't think either of us sound particularly like Johnny Gomes. But if I had to guess, I think he was probably talking about me.
Can I say something about the whole Cam celebrating what
sure.
he just said?
I don't understand what he thought we were contradicting.
I don't either. And
it
I
wasn't
think,
a contradictory statement.
I think part of it is there might be a cultural difference. And what I mean by that, take Cam doing the Superman thing. Where I come from, I'm African-American. We don't view that as like, oh, my God, what are you doing? It's just a celebration. That's it. Nothing deep, nothing, you know, trying to hurt anyone's feelings or anything like that.
He really thinks he's Superman.
Right. a dab. When he would dab. Man, where I come from, we used to do it all the time, dabbing.
Yeah, no one dabs anymore.
Yeah. But at the time, we could be at a birthday party. Six-year-old celebrating his birthday party, blows out the candles, and they don't dab. That's it. It's not that serious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The only difference, I think, and the difference that we mentioned and that we talked about, if this is what the caller was alluding to, was that sometimes Cam does it when they're way down.
Yes.
You know, when they're, like, losing, which they have been for, you know, a good amount of his career.
Right.
He hasn't had that many winning seasons in Carolina. And maybe that could rub people the wrong way. But the fact that it's I'm Superman or, you know, Aaron Rodgers with the belt or...
There you go.
Any other celebration that any other player does is always about, look at me, I'm the best. That's
yep.
what it is. Every touchdown dance ever, every touchdown celebration ever, is an excuse to say, look at me, I'm the best because right. I just scored a touchdown. And that's when you're supposed to do that. Or when you make a big play or whatever, a big sack or a big first down, whatever it might be. Cam Newton doing the Superman thing isn't really any different from that.
Christian, there are entire defensive teams that get together in the end zone.
And take a picture.
And
yeah.
take pictures and do dance routines. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like that, by the way.
Yeah, I do, too.
The Patriots, they don't do that, but I do like when guys do that. I think it's funny. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Back to your phones right after this.
There's a lot of sabermetrics, and there's a lot of numbers and stuff. The whole war stat. When we go to playoffs, you know, it's you want me to go to war with.
Scott Zola, Mark Bertrand, Zo and the Beatle. Zo and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, 11:22 here on this Thursday, the 2nd of July. A couple of days away from celebrating our nation's independence. I know, Leroy, you have some hot takes on the fireworks situation going on in the city, right?
Yeah, I just would like to give a PSA.
Yes? For every PSA, you got to start with, we're all in this together.
Yes.
We're all in this together,
we're
Boston.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The past few weeks, maybe months, it has been, since the end of March, fireworks, I don't know about you, but where I live, it's been outrageous. 24/7.
I'm in Alston, and there's been a lot of fireworks in Alston. Yeah.
I just want to let people know, give them a heads up, it's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. I'd say starting probably right now.
Yeah.
From now until Sunday night, maybe Monday morning. I'm talking like 3, 4, 5 in the morning on Monday. It's about to be crazy, and it's for many reasons. Number one, the weather just got nice.
Yeah.
It was raining.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth, we got that. All right? People are bored. They are bored out of their minds. We don't have the pops. None of that. So people are going to try to put on their own fireworks display, spectacular. Prepare yourselves, all right? That's all I wanted to say.
I don't understand the instinct during a lockdown, you know, during a quarantine, to go get fireworks and shoot them off. Like, why is that where so many people's minds went? Like, there's a lot of, obviously all of our lives are changed in a lot of weird ways, and we're trying to pass the time, you know, however we can. Mm-hmm. But what is with the firework? When did that become, like, the thing to do during this? And you're not even supposed to shoot them off here in Massachusetts. They're illegal here. You can get them in New Hampshire and shoot them off in New Hampshire if you want.
Right.
But here in Massachusetts, you're not supposed to shoot them off ever. And every single night, all over the greater Boston area, there's an impromptu fireworks show at some playground somewhere or on some rooftop or something. And they go on all night.
All night. Every morning when I walk out of my house, I walk out. So I got to get to work about 4:30 or so. When I walk outside the house, 2-3 days out of the week, there is about 6 feet of used fireworks just spread out. I don't know where folks are getting them from, like you said.
New Hampshire.
But at this rate, this consistently, I don't know what's going on. But yes, please prepare. Starting today, probably until Monday morning, it's going to be on the next level.
Yeah. Like, you know how when you go to a fireworks show, they do like the first few and then you get to the end.
Yeah.
And it's like the big finale. You know? They're playing some song, you know, the Boston Pops is playing their big song and everyone's going and the fireworks are just huge, blowing up everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what this weekend's going to be. It's going to be the grand finale, right?
Yep.
Like, it's
and all that
go off this weekend.
All that I just said, I probably wouldn't mind setting some off myself.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Don't JPP yourself.
Oh, no.
All right, 617-779-0985 is the phone number. A lot of you waiting patiently. Let's get to some of these calls here. Mike is in Boston, and he's got a big prediction for the Patriots. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, get your Federin on here, Kristen. Listen. You took the words right out of my mouth. What are we talking about here with Cam Newton? If he is celebrating, and be as selfish as you want, because if he's celebrating, we're winning, he's scoring. I mean, it's just, we're nitpicking this guy. Mm-hmm. He's such a superior athlete that's coming here. And I know the injuries, but, you know, Tom Brady's that age down there in Tampa. We have a superior player. He's coming up here. Everything, you know, everybody's stacking the deck, you know, stacking against him when he's done that before in the past. He's shown himself. You know, he's come to an elite level. And then you got N'Keal Harry, I think, who's really going to flourish with this guy. You know, jump ball, you know, Cam's going to throw him the jump. He's just going to relate with him. I just think, you know, everybody's looking, picking the negatives when we have such a positive thing with him coming here. And I'm on board with him. I'm glad to have him. I'm looking forward to the season with him.
Yeah.
That's all. But Christian, I like to say, bro, during all this thing when people are cutting and taking away jobs and everything else, there's a lot of value about you. What they did was re-signing. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I mean, really, it was last week was a whirlwind for me, and this isn't about me, but I appreciate you saying that. As far as Cam Newton's concerned, yeah, there's talk. You know, people are always going to talk. This is Boston after all, Leroy. I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that once they get off to whatever kind of start they get off to, whatever Cam Newton looks like, that's going to really be where the conversation goes from there.
Yeah.
There were people in Carolina. And Cam Newton was a big part of that community. I mean, he was, you know, with the youth down there and a lot of the programs and charities that he had and everything. I mean, he was a very, very charitable guy. And there were still people in Carolina who were like, I won't watch this guy because he dabs too much. He does this and he does that and I don't like it. And you know what they're really saying, right? You know what they're really saying when they say those things. Boston's not exempt from that. We know that. Boston's got its own problems. Mm. Is that going to be an issue for Cam Newton? Is that going to be something that could potentially, you know, I don't want to say interfere with his time here, but could that come up and could that be a real problem?
I would say yes. I would say yes. I've even heard people say or wonder if the signing of Cam was about race relations.
Yeah, someone called and asked us last night. Yeah.
Yeah,
I said, do you think this was Bill trying to smooth over race relations in Boston? I said, no, I don't think that was
even
that
just,
at all.
Yeah, just saying that, it's just like, wow. Like, to say that, that lets you know that it is on the minds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to add that into the equation. You have to.
You don't think that Bill Belichick solved racism by signing Cam Newton?
No? No, stop it.
We sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, back to the drawing board, I guess. 617-779-0985. Bill is in Drake it. Billy, if you could, I'm frozen. If you could pot up Bill and Drake it, that would be great. Bill, you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
This is a first time caller, long time listening. I'm 74 years old, so I've seen a lot, heard a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many teams are in football? Is it 32?
Yes.
As far as I can see, the only I'm so sick of the deflate gate, the spy gate, and every other gate.
Okay.
I want to put this out. What was the only team that flew a plane over to China to get the medical supplies?
The Patriots.
What is the only team that gave over $1 million to Chelsea to help them out? What is more important? Spygate, all this other gate. Oh, how about Virusgate? Why don't we get first, second, and third round and fourth round picks for being saving lives? Isn't that more important?
Hey, you know what, Bill? I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but yeah, I think that the Patriots did, and the Kraft's family in particular did a really great thing with that. And that actually is sort of an interesting parallel, because this latest one wasn't really the Patriots. It was Kraft Sports, and it was on Patriots.com, but it wasn't the football team that was up there taping. It was somebody else, and that's kind of the same with the team plane going to China and bringing it back. That wasn't Bill Belichick and the football team doing it, but it was a greater part of the organization. And you're right, I don't think they get the same sort of credit for that they get when it comes to scorn for their cheating scandals. I agree with that, Bill.
I couldn't agree with you more. Also, being as old as I am, I've seen a lot, and
yep.
The best basketball player I've ever seen is definitely Bill Russell. All right,
thanks. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, Bill Russell was great. I didn't see him play.
I never saw him play.
It's a little before my time. Bill Russell, yeah, I mean, hey, one of the greatest winners of all time. All those championships.
Yeah.
They won every year, those Celtics. In the 60s, it was just, yeah, the Celtics won the championship, obviously.
You know what? During the pandemic, right, I've seen a lot of old school games being replayed on TV.
Mostly like 80s games.
Yeah,
how come
they don't go back to the Bill Russell days? Like, is there actual footage? Like,
yeah.
I mean,
did they tape the whole game? Like, I don't even know.
I don't know.
The only Havlicek stealing the ball, right? Havlicek stole the ball. That one clip of Bob Cousy crossing that guy up with that like really old 1950s crossover. Like, I've seen that a few times.
That wasn't a cross. I'm sorry. That's one hand just weaving around. In order to cross, you got to go from the left to the right or the right to the left.
I mean, that was like a cross for the 50s.
Yes.
You know, in the 50s, that was like, I was like, and one, the professor out there, you know?
Can I say something, though, about how the call, I forget his name, I'm sorry. But how
Bill and Drake, yes.
Saying how he believes the Patriots should get credit for the things that they do within society and, you know, like flying the plane over to China and bringing things back here. Mm-hmm. I hear him, but you got to be able to separate the two, you know? On one end, all the criticism and everything is strictly focused on the sports aspect of the team, not the other side. So you just separate the two, and that's just it.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
I'm tend to be with you on that one, and I think that the NFL, like, what are you supposed to do? Reinstate draft picks,
right?
Because they did a good thing. You should do good things. These teams should use their platform to do good things like that. And I applaud Robert Kraft and the Patriots for doing what they did. I think it was a great thing. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Got your headlines, and then we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Here on the Sports Hub, Arkin in for Bertrand. We got Leroy Irvin in for Scott Zolak. You can follow me on Twitter at Christian Arkin. Follow Leroy at Boston L Irvin. Leroy, we got to get you some more followers, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. But yeah, you know, you did a great job right now by saying follow me. So y'all go out there, follow me.
Trying to do my part.
Yes, Boston, the letter L, and Irvin, I-R-V-I-N, no G.
Now, do people maybe know you by your other name?
What's my other name?
By your nickname.
Don't do it.
On the program.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, you know what? I stopped them from calling me that.
Really?
Yes.
Why? It was a great name.
No, no.
That's a great nickname.
Black Machismo?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Why did you stop that?
Oh, man, it was becoming a little bit too much. I mean,
it was a little Razor Ramon in there. Like, yeah, it was perfect. I loved it.
Black Machismo. Yeah. I can't believe you just made me say that.
I didn't make you do it.
Yes, you did.
I was just saying, maybe people on Twitter don't know Leroy Irvin. They know Black Machismo, and maybe that's why they worry they can't find you on Twitter.
That could be it too.
Maybe you change it from Boston L. Irvin to Boston Black Machismo.
Ooh,
eh?
You shouldn't have said that. Now
someone's gonna squat on it.
Yeah. And I'm gonna have to pay them for it. Don't
give in to the mob.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a thought. Just a
okay,
thought.
Okay, all right.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We have a topic that I generally am right on top of. I didn't realize what was going on with this until this morning when I got an email from you, Leroy. We'll jump into that. It involves a couple of video games, as a matter of fact. But first, let's talk to Steve in Los Angeles, who has a thought on the timing of the Cam Newton signing. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Steve.
So, in L.A., I got the story about Torrey Hunter. I think it was broke around June 5th that, you know, he had a no-trade clause. He wouldn't go to Boston because
right.
of the racism in Boston, right? Mm-hmm. And you figure it's going to take at least 1 to 2 weeks to negotiate a contract with Cam Newton, right? I mean, for 3 or 4 months, no talk about Cam Newton. The week after Torrey Hunter.
Hold on a second. That's not true. Right? Back in April, just real quick. Vegas, Cam Newton was number one on the Vegas boards to go to New England. So there was some talk about it at that point, but that was back in April. So go on.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all speculation. I mean, my main point, and I don't think anybody will ever know that. I think it helps Boston to I'm not even going to go there, you know, but I think
you think it helps Boston race relations wise to have an African-American quarterback. Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt race relations, so it can only help. That's what I would say. I don't know how you can view that negatively. I think it's a positive view. I think it shows Bill Belichick, though, who was 5-11 the year before Tom Brady signed, right, with Drew Bledsoe, who was the number one pick. He's dreaming to go, what, 5-11 with a number with a pick in the fourth round, this guy Jared Stidham that's never started an NFL game, really. I mean, I think he lacked a plan B.
You think Bill wants to go 5-11 this year?
No, I think they were staring at 2-14 dead in the face with Stidham.
Gotcha. Okay.
And with Cam Newton, if Cam Newton works out, I think they can go 7-9. But I think you're really looking at a coach without a plan B. He, as we all know, is pretty arrogant in his own abilities, and he didn't think that Tom Brady was going to sign and take off. And so I think he probably thought he had a year to gamble with that. I think he had no plan B, and the media finally showed him the fact that with Stidham, he was dreaming to win four games. I don't see four games on the schedule that they're going to win with Stidham. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, Steve, thanks for the call. We'll let you go there for about 2 minutes, so we'll react to that. How many more wins does Cam Newton give you over Jared Stidham, assuming they're both healthy? Like, what was the ceiling for Stidham? I had him around like 8 or 9 wins with Stidham, maybe between 7 and 9. And I'd add 2 wins to that with Cam Newton. I'd bump it up to 10 or 11.
Yeah, you said, you know, if injuries are not an issue, it should be up there, 10, 11. Yeah, I think at 11, I'm almost kind of like, But, yeah, I mean, Cam Newton, again, is a former MVP. I mean, he fell off after 2015 a little bit. But this dude's a talent. And I don't understand how some people around here are kind of dismissive of that. This dude can play when healthy.
He can. On the other hand, just to play devil's advocate here, because I'm hoping that Cam works out here. I think he's better than the alternative. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton's only really had 3 great years. He had his great rookie year.
Yep.
2013, he was very good. And 2015 was the MVP season. 2013, I think, was the first year they took Carolina to the playoffs. Mm. And they lost, but 2015 they were 15-1. He was the MVP. They got to the Super Bowl. Obviously, those were great seasons. But those were really it in terms of great seasons. If you're talking about a great quarterback, he's had 3 great years. Does that make him a great quarterback? You know, that's like sort of a tough question, isn't it? Like, he didn't have a lot around him down there.
I just have a problem looking at any quarterback that's ever been the MVP of the league and just being like, ah. Mm. I mean, that has to count for something.
Sure.
To be the MVP of the league at any point in your career, and he's 31, in my opinion, that's like prime time. Like, you're in the prime of your career. Injuries, let's just make sure those out the way. He could return. He could return to his greatness, and I'm just not going to dismiss that. When it comes to the possibilities with Cam at the helm.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We blew right through that segment before getting to the video game thing. We'll get to that next. The faces of NBA 2K and the new Madden game are out. We'll tell you who they are right after this.
Zoe and the Beatles. 985, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
One. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
.50 here on the Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle out today. Arcand and Irvin in today and tomorrow. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. Not sure exactly who's on the afternoon show. I think it's Felger, Jones, and Marshall Hook. Is that right? Yeah. Hey, how about that? So you'll be hearing from them. I think Felger on location. Marshall Hook is going to be quarantined over there in the Matt McCarthy studio, and Jones, I guess, is just going to be in here all by himself. So have fun with that. 617-779-0985 is your phone number. Before we get to your phone calls, there was a little piece of news here. If you're a video game player, but it does have more of an impact on the greater sports world than maybe it should. I guess just because these video games are so popular, the announcements have been made for NBA 2K, the new one, and the new Madden game. Who the cover athletes are going to be? And I just had it right here. But Leroy, who do we have for the for these games?
Yeah, so for Madden, you got Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense.
He's going to be on the cover of that. And then for NBA 2K21, they're doing 3 covers. So you have Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers, and then you have my guy, the future of the NBA, Zion Williamson. He from the Pelicans. He's going to be on the cover also, and they haven't announced the third person yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who should it be? Who should be the third guy?
Ooh, the third person. Man.
Giannis already was on. Anthony Davis was last year, right? Or Anthony Davis was this year.
Come on. We from Boston.
Tatum?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Lillard, Zion, and Tatum.
That's tough. That's tough.
It's pretty good. That's not bad. Okay. I don't know if I... I don't know if I go... How about Kawhi? Kawhi's never been on the cover,
has
he?
Yeah, but... His personality, man. He's kind
of... He just won the championship last year.
I get it, but he's boring.
He is boring. That's true. Tatum's exciting. Actually, you see Tatum's haircut?
Yes, I love it. Y'all leave Tatum alone. Leave him alone.
What did he ask for at the barber?
I don't know, but... I mean, I grew my hair out during quarantine.
It's true.
I haven't cut it or anything. Leave that man alone and let him live.
Hey, no problem. I hope he's got that going on in Orlando. I hope he doesn't cut it the whole time. Like, you know, in hockey, they do the playoff beards.
Yes, I want to see
Jason Tatum just do a playoff, whatever that even is, playoff pompadour.
That's a sign that a man is serious about whatever it is that he's getting into. When he doesn't
foregoing haircuts
yeah, just
and everything
let the hair
else.
Go. Yeah. Oh, he's about his business.
It's all about basketball. Yeah. Although Tatum did say that he hadn't picked up a basketball. Like, I think it was in April or May when he's like, yeah, I haven't even touched the basketball. I'm just doing cardio. It's like, someone get that guy a hoop, huh?
Right.
Just put a hoop in the driveway, man. You know, just get some shots up. But the NBA is going forward, and they are going to be doing this. Madden's got Lamar Jackson on the cover, which begs the question there. And you may have just answered it, actually. Mm. Who right now is the face of Boston sports?
Mm.
It's Tom Brady for a long time. I think that was unanimous. There was a case to be made for maybe Mookie Betts.
Don't bring him up.
Who's
please.
No longer with – he's still alive, but he's no longer with us. He's not in Boston anymore. Is it Jason Tatum? Is Jason Tatum the face of Boston sports right now? Is it Cam Newton? It could be Cam Newton. He just got here.
Yeah, it's too soon for Cam.
Too soon for Cam.
It's Jason Tatum, man. I tried to think of other names and other sports, and I'm like, I can't do it. It's Jason Tatum.
David Pastrnak? He just won a big award this year, leading scorer in the league, him and Ovechkin. Another young guy.
Oh, man.
I think it's between Tatum and Pastrnak. I think they're the two leading candidates right now.
You know why I still go with Jason Tatum, and maybe I'm wrong for this. It's just the visibility, being able to recognize a player. And I'm sorry, hockey players, because of everything that they have on, they're just not as recognizable as an NBA player.
Hmm.
I think Tom Brady is different because – obviously, he had on a helmet and he's covered up.
Right.
But he was beyond football. He became bigger than football. So you knew him. You saw him on the billboards. You saw him. You know him. Jason Tatum, basketball players, baseball players would have a chance at it. But Red Sox just messed up. They totally messed up, in my opinion. But Jason Tatum, to me, he's that guy. He's that up-and-coming dude that could take over the league. And if that happens... He's definitely the face of Boston sports.
You saw Jason Tatum walking around like the North End or something.
Yep.
You'd know right away. That's Jason Tatum right there.
Right away.
I remember when I was in the North, because a lot of the Bruins live in the North End.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see Bruins down there all the time. I'd see like Hal Gill and Chris Kelly and just guys wandering around. And no one bothered them. No one ever knew who they were.
See?
But if it's Bergeron or Marchand or Pastrnak, people will go up to those guys. Those guys are popular. But I think in general, your average NHL player can walk down the street in any market that's not their own and largely not be bothered. I don't think NBA players have that same luxury. Maybe it's because they're taller. Maybe it's what you were saying. Mm-hmm. They don't have masks on. They're just, you know, it's a tank top, it's shorts, and it's them. You see every emotion on their face.
Yeah.
You really get to know basketball players in a different kind of way. Plus, they're on the court almost the whole time.
Right.
Hockey players are in and out in like 2-minute shifts. So, I mean, that's another part of it, too. But no masks, no coverings, no hats. It's just them out there. And I think that plays a lot into it, too.
Do you think there's any benefit with being the guy in Boston?
Yeah.
And what are those? Because I haven't figured that part out yet, but...
I don't know exactly what they are, but I think that if you're the guy in Boston... And you go back to Tom Brady and David Ortiz and Ted Williams and Bill Russell and Larry Bird and, you know, all these at Bobby Orr, all these guys in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They if you're the guy in Boston and you're sort of you're never going to win everybody over all the time, although Ortiz was pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
You have the undivided and sort of unquestioned support of this entire sports crazy region, mm-hmm. which is not something I think you can say in a lot of other places. I know there's that, like Philly and New York and big markets, you definitely have that. But here in Boston, it's so small and so kind of parochial and so almost tribal, if you think about it, when it comes to us and our sports teams,
yep.
that, you know, that's the main benefit. You never have to pay for a meal. You don't have to pay for your drink. You just not that anyone's going out to eat and drink right now, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And it's just that to me is it's a regional thing, but it's real. I think it exists.
Wow. And I'll say this last thing. I'll get out your way. Mookie Betts, even if he was here,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he would be that. He wouldn't be that guy.
Why not?
I think after 04, the love affair with the Red Sox has slowly, in my opinion, just slowly declined. And then we get to Martin Day Red Sox. And the energy's just not there. It's not there like it used to be. And so as great as Mookie Betts is, despite him not being on the team, if he was, I just don't see him taking the mantle of, you know, the face of Boston sports. I don't see it.
No, I tend to agree with you. Baseball is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Red Sox had the best season they've ever had. Ever.
Yep.
And that goes back a ways. I mean, the Red Sox have some history here in this town. And they had the best season they've ever had. They won the World Series. And then the next year, people could not have gotten rid of that team any faster.
Right.
You know, they were out of it by June, and everyone was just like, screw this. Forget about Chris Sale and Mookie and Price and all these guys. Right. We don't care what else is on TV tonight. And we'll watch the game, but we'll just have it on in the background. I mean, it became background noise.
Yep.
And I think that's just sort of the direction baseball is going in. And I'll tell you what else. This whole labor dispute during the pandemic did not do them any favors. It really didn't. And I think the players ended up having some gaffes there with Blake Snell and some of these guys who, you know, said some tone-deaf stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it was a group effort. It wasn't just one side or the other. I think the owners are more to blame, but everybody looked bad in that. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked bad, and I think that really hurt baseball even more than it's already hurting.
Yep.
You know, baseball's bleeding out right now. You can't throw something like that on top of it.
Right.
And they did it pretty shamelessly, and now we'll see what the season even looks like. 60 games? Is that even a season? That's 2 months. That's 2 months of baseball.
I want to say the Astros or the Nationals. 60 games last season, they weren't even.
Oh, yeah, they were like 30 games under 500 last year.
So I have to look at 60 games this season. Like, you know, it really, it's going to be asterisk next to it. Simple and plain. But mm-hmm. again, Jason Tatum, the throne is yours if you want it. Keep your hair. Don't change anything. Jason Tatum should be and will be the face of Boston sports.
You just put an asterisk next to the baseball season.
Yep.
Basketball get that same asterisk?
Yep.
It does.
Yes, it does.
NHL too.
Everybody. I'm at the point now where I feel like, you know what? They might as well just cancel them all. And I love sports and I want to see sports happen, but just cancel them. Because think of this. Imagine this scenario. NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics, Lakers. It's game 5. The Celtics are up 3-2. The following day, there's a report that says Jason Tatum has tested positive and is out for the remainder. What kind of a finals would that be? You just say, screw it. And then on any level in the playoffs, if anything like that happened, if you found out that LeBron was out, if you found out that a player didn't want to go because he was worried about his family, understandable.
You're getting that now.
Yeah, you're getting that. It doesn't. No, it's not working. I would say just cancel it all now.
I question sending him to Florida, you know?
Right.
You're going to send him down to Florida right now? Not that there's any good place to do this, but sending him there right now, like ethically, like I feel like there's some gray area there.
Right.
But they're doing it. You know, you have to opt in. You have to choose to do it. They're allowing players not to go if they don't want to. So, you know, it's on the up and up. I have the same sort of feeling you have. I've been thinking this for a while. Like, I feel like in 10 years, we're going to look back on this year and be like, I can't believe they tried to play sports that year. Like, what were they thinking?
Right.
You know, but I hope I'm wrong. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. When we come back, we got some more thoughts on the Celtics. Kemba Walker and his knee. The Celtics fully healthy, COVID-wise anyway. They're sending the full team down to Orlando. We'll get into all of that right after the headlines here from me.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.